The text for our message this morning is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and we'll read both verses 6 and verse 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is true. Amen. You may be seated. Who is going to make my meals for me? I remember thinking that after my sophomore year in college. I was staying that summer to work, not going home, and there was no cafeteria service for the first few weeks. And the dorms didn't have any kind of kitchen, not even a microwave. So my roommate and I learned to improvise. We bought a hot dogger at a garage sale. It basically electrocuted hot dogs to heat them up. We cooked chili in a coffee pot. We had a dorm-sized refrigerator, so we were able to keep necessities like sandwich meat, pickles, and salsa. And we ordered pizza, a lot of pizza. It was a little tough figuring out how to feed ourselves. When you're faced with taking care of yourself for the first time, you finally realize all that your parents did for you, taking care of you, feeding you, clothing you. Without an adult to take care of us when we're children, we wouldn't have survived. As we enter adulthood, we often like to think that we're the only ones responsible for ourselves. When things are going well, we don't really think about it. When things start to go wrong, we also blame ourselves or maybe others. And we wonder how we're going to survive. In good times and in bad times, we tend to forget who is responsible for taking care of us. We tend to forget, especially when things are going well, that nothing we have really belongs to us. Everything on this earth belongs to God, we're told in Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. When we realize that nothing we have really belongs to us, that God allows us to be stewards or caretakers of these possessions, that they really belong to him, we can begin to understand how thankful we should be. And it's there in that realization and that thanksgiving for all that God gives to us that we hear the Apostle Paul tell us, be anxious for nothing. Think about everything and everyone that God has to care for in this creation. And yet we're told even God even knows the number of hairs on our heads. The psalmist writes, the eyes of all look to you and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. We all look to God for the things we need to live, whether we think so or not. God gives us what we need to live when we need it. Without him, we'd have nothing. Here in Minnesota, we're dependent on rain like today for the crops to grow. Where I grew up in California, there's not much rain during the growing season, so huge reservoirs have been built. A system of canals and irrigation ditches bring water to the farms and the cities. A few years ago, one state official said that California could survive any weather because of this system. But now, 4 years into the worst drought on record, the reservoirs are drying up. A few small towns have literally run out of water. The wells are dry. And California is in a state of emergency. One estimate says that the state has 1 year of water left and no backup plan. No matter what we do as human beings, no matter how much planning and preparing we do, we are dependent on God for our needs. Even for the rain that falls from the sky. And if we had a spiteful and hateful God, we'd have a lot of reason to be worried. If we misbehave, he could turn off the water and we'd die of thirst. If we disobey him, he could seek revenge and ruin our crops. But the Bible reveals God's nature to us. It says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. And so he tells us to ask him for what we need, by prayer and supplication, Let your requests be made known to God. What should our response be to all of this? God gives us everything we have, whether we earned it in a job, whether we grew it on our farm or in a garden. Everything we have can be traced back to God and His love for us. We respond in thanksgiving. Knowing all that God has already done in thanksgiving, we present our needs to God with the complete confidence that God will provide what is best for us. He's already provided us the peace that passes all understanding. God loves us so much that He gave His Son to die so that we could live forever with Him. He loves us so much that He's willing to accept His Son's death as payment for all the sins of the entire world. But He doesn't stop with our spiritual needs. He loves us so much that every day He gives us what we need to live. He provides us with food, a place to live. He gives us a government that still allows us to worship Him without interference. He's given us good weather and protected us from storms and disasters. He's given us a college where the truth of God's word is still taught every day. We thank God for all that He's done for us. Let our eyes always look to Him for all our needs, and our hearts remember His gifts with thankfulness. Looking around your classrooms the past few days, you probably saw some anxious faces. To a casual observer, it was easy to tell that it was finals week here, the glazed over eyes, students huddling in quiet corners with huge textbooks, coffee disappearing at an alarming rate. And almost unbelievably, I didn't see a single student this week walking with their head down, basking in the glow of their smartphone. There were finals to think about, after all. And now, as another school year is ending, you probably have many plans for this summer and for the future. Some of those plans will turn out exactly as you expect. Some will change, and some may fail miserably. And as you seniors especially approach graduation and a lot of unknowns, remember all that God has done for you. And listen to these words again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. God be with you wherever you go. Amen. Please stand as we join our hearts in prayer. We have two prayer requests today. First, for Amy Knabley, sister of Dr. Jennifer Wozmik, who will be undergoing surgery tomorrow to remove a large tumor from her brain. And also for the family of Jim Falkstead, who passed away yesterday after a 10-year battle with cancer. We pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we approach your throne on behalf of Amy, asking you to guide and direct the hands of the surgeon and give wisdom and ability to those who provide her with medical care, that she may come through this surgery safely, according to your will. May she be drawn to see the great need all of us have and the grace you have given us in Christ our Savior. We also bring our petitions on behalf of the Falkstead family. We thank and praise you for the strong confession of faith which you placed into the heart of your servant, Jim, and for the many blessings you brought to the lives of his family and those who knew him. Be with those who mourn, especially with his wife, Emily. Strengthen them through your word and sacrament as they look forward to the glorious reunion of your saints. We also pray your hand of blessing on all those who travel in the days ahead. Grant them safety according to your will. We ask this all in Christ's saving name. Amen. We sing our next hymn.